WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. In Liverpool, England, a car plowed down a crowded street, injuring dozens of people. ABC's Ian Pannell's on the scene.
The city celebrating Liverpool Football Club's historic league championship win. Hundreds of thousands of fans filling the streets, a sea of red, cheering the victorious team. Then, police say, around 6 p.m, as the parade was ending, the driver of the vehicle ploughing into the crowd. People surrounding the vehicle, trying to smash the windows and get to the driver.
Police say it's not terrorism, but they have no motive at this time. A 53-year-old man is in custody. Three more of the inmates who escaped from a New Orleans jail earlier this month were recaptured on Monday. That means only two prisoners are still on the loose. A former police chief in rural Arkansas is also on the loose. Grant Hardin broke out of a prison where he'd been serving time for rape and murder. Two killed, nine wounded in a mass shooting in Philadelphia last night. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. If you're celebrating the Memorial Day holiday and you're overindulging, plan to have a designated driver or utilize a rideshare app. But if someone you know is in a pinch, AAA is offering an option to keep impaired drivers from getting behind the wheel. The Tow2Go program means anybody in a bind who doesn't have a way home except for their car but has had too much can call AAA and they'll tow your car where you need it to go. You do not need to be a AAA member to use the service. It's available through tomorrow morning. And a proposal at the state capitol would expand early voting hours across Wisconsin. Joanne Krulatz reports.
The Republican-sponsored bill would address inequalities between voting in urban and rural areas, providing a 20-hour minimum for in-person absentee voting without needing to make an appointment. The measure would also establish a funding mechanism to help municipalities meet minimum hour requirements. Proponents say adding more opportunity for early voting will help minimize congestion and possible errors on Election Day.
And anytime you're in a car, you should be wearing a seatbelt. That's what authorities are focusing most on for the next few days. Law enforcement agencies across the country and across Wisconsin have started their annual campaign to reinforce seatbelt wearing. Melissa Kay has more.
The annual Click It or Ticket campaign begins May 19th and runs through June 1st. Buckling up is one of the easiest and most effective steps you can take to survive a crash. Wisconsin law allows officers to stop and cite motorists for not wearing a seatbelt, and drivers can be fined for every unbuckled passenger in their vehicle. The goal of the Click It or Ticket campaign is to reduce fatal crashes and coincides with the first summer travel holiday.
You can find more Wisconsin news at civicmedia.us. Hope you're having a safe holiday weekend. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to Civic Media News.
The Boston Red Sox in town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, game two of the Brewers and Red Sox. The crew winning yesterday 3-2. Trevor McGill with the save and lefty D.L. Hall awarded the win after coming off the 60-day IL plagued with injuries. I asked Hall how it felt first game back in front of a sold-out stadium in front of over 40,000 fans.
Oh, great. I mean, I was excited, you know, just to be back out there. Executed the pitches when I need to. Other than the leadoff walk, I thought it was pretty good.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love on hand to throw out the first pitch. Spent about a half hour in the Brewers clubhouse before the game.
It was awesome. Being down in the clubhouse, talking to all the guys, you know, how they get ready for a game. It's definitely a lot different than football environment, but these guys are playing games every day. So it's definitely a whole different world coming out here and seeing the behind-the-scenes action. So I'm very grateful that they were able to welcome me in there and just talk and hang out for a little bit. They all seem like really good guys.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Scattered showers, even a rumble of thunder or two possible today, tonight into tomorrow. Won't be a lot of rain, though. Maybe a tenth of an inch or more, a little more in a few spots. Today, mostly cloudy, 68. Tonight, we'll drop down to near 50. Tomorrow, our highs will be in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, because it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wiser.
I don't think that those that have gone through West Point expected to have their commander-in-chief address them and start talking about trophy wives, or start talking about how he had so many investigations. What a great reminder that you are not qualified to be the person that potentially will command us as troops to go into war.
Oh, desperately needed a shot of Jasmine Crockett this morning. Oh, look who's here. It's a full house.
What?
What?
But Jody was here last week.
It's her first of 47 shows this week.
I'm going to talk with Steffi. But who's our favorite hero?
And our favorite man whore is home. Yay!
I was here on Wednesday.
We're all whored up. Hi, Clarice LaVoy. How was your vacation?
It was good.
Fantastic. It was good.
Went to a thing called Cruel World Fest in Pasadena.
What does that mean? Is it music?
It is music. It's all the bands that kind of we play on this show, like New Order and the Go-Go's and OMD and the Cult and all
you
that.
Went to a place with people. Good for you.
Yes.
Hooray.
Yes. With my friend Justin, who has been on this happy hour. He flew down from Salt Lake City.
Justin Utley,
yes.
Fantastic singer.
That's right.
I tweeted a picture of me with my dogs attached to me like tumas. And that's pretty much my entire life. That's where I went.
Oh.
That's what I did.
What happened to your light?
What do you mean?
It's very cold and very bright. Someone adjusted your light while I was gone.
Much like my life.
Well,
yeah, also, this thing doesn't work.
I know. I know.
That my mic with the, that thing doesn't work.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Welcome back.
Ooh.
All right.
Oof.
Yeah. Jody Hamilton had a fantastic launch of her new show, Politics Bar.
Yes.
We have a big Tuesday show. Jody's here. Olivia Troy, our buddy, our pal, and, of course, Charlie Pierce,
yes.
Our Tuesday friend. Oh, speaking of music, by the way.
What?
So we delved into the words to Adele songs because, when I'm in the track, because the only place I go is to my bike ride.
Right. Oh, you talked about chick stuff while I was gone.
Yeah, well, and Bella will find this. No matter when you're born, at some point you will be coasting on the coast. Either something happens, you're an old lady, and I only listen to K-Big and Coast.
Really?
So, yeah, with the old lady chick songs. So I hear a lot of Adele. And Jody and Bella and I delved into, you know what I realized, Jody? All her songs are very stalky.
Yes.
They're not. It's not just because, remember, we did, ours favorite one is
Hello.
Hello. It's me.
Me.
I wondered after all these years, would you like to get together and go over
everything?
And I just asked last week again, is there any one human that's ever said yes to that?
No.
Okay. So I don't even know what it's based on. But then it gets stalky, right? I must have called 1,000 times.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. It seems like you're never home. Yeah, that's it. They're not home. They're not screening. Don't worry. or have blocked your number by the, I don't know, fourth, fifth, sixth call. Anyway.
Who answers a call without knowing who it is anymore?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Okay, here's the adult song I listened to this weekend on the drive.
On the coast.
Coasting on the coast. Hi, I'm Delilah. Bella has no idea what's in store for her. Doesn't matter what generation you are, you hit a certain age and it's just,
or Delilah.
Hi, yeah. We're coasting on the coast. Okay, so I forgot this one. This Adele song, Someone Like You, also stalky. Uh-huh. Yeah. I think all her songs are stalky.
Potentially.
I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited. I mean, just saying, if she weren't a famous singer.
Right.
Okay. But I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I'd hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Okay, that's just creepy. I know she has a beautiful voice and she's very successful. That's...
She's also had relationship issues.
Yeah.
Okay. I needed something to distract from the mind-numbing, stomach-churning, soul-shattering, sphincter-clenching monstrosity that is in our Oval Office.
Well, there's
that. Jasmine Crockett, because, you know, that's what you want to talk to the soldiers about on Memorial Day is the trophy wives. Because that would be terrible. Was he talking about some other guy that went bankrupt and then got trophy wives? Yeah. That'd be crazy. If someone like that. Like, are you serious? You're talking about someone else that's been bankrupt and married a bunch of trophies. What do you think Melania thinks about that? And if she wants her
individual liberty?
Thank you.
Honestly, did you expect any different from him, though? Did
no,
you expect
no.
him to
No, you know,
he'd
make it all about him. He'd be on the hallowed ground where my parents are buried in Arlington going, God made me president.
Right.
I'm going to have the biggest birthday parade ever. You know my favorites is holiday tweets.
This was weird. He troughed it and then pulled it back.
And then put it back.
Fixed some typos that were in it and then put it back out.
For you, for grammar.
Sure. Yeah, because he cares all about me.
This would be a Memorial Day statement from the bassinet of the 57th. It is, I don't know why, they just are my favorites. I look forward to his holiday tweets. This was all caps. Happy Memorial Day to all, including the scum who spent the last 4 years trying to destroy our country through warped radical left minds who allowed 21 million people to illegally enter our country.
No.
Fact check, not true. Okay. Through a border that only an incompetent president would have proven, through judges who were on a mission to keep murderers, drug dealers, rapists, gang members, release prisoners from all over the world in our country so they can rob, murder, rape again, protected by these USA hating judges who suffer from an ideology that's sick and very dangerous for our country. Hopefully the United States Supreme Court and other good and passionate judges throughout the land will save us from the decisions of the monsters that want our country to go to hell. Happy Memorial Day. Okay, so that's nice at the end. Oh, no, wait.
Thank you for your attention to this matter.
Yes, I like the boss memo.
I really do,
thank
too.
Thank you for attention to
that
this
makes
matter.
Me giggle uh-huh. every time I see that.
We're not paying attention, but okay, whatever. We're just trying to blank you out for the next 4 years.
Uh-huh. That's the boss who's trying to sound important.
Right. Right, so he deleted all that and then just posted Happy Memorial Day. But then he decided...
And everybody
do some additions and then post it again.
Everybody says, please don't say Happy Memorial Day. That's
thank
not what
you.
It's about.
Yeah,
that's
a,
thank you.
How about the I'll be giving a speech at Arlington. Enjoy. What? No, there's okay.
But you know what though? The sentiment is there. If you say Happy Memorial Day, I won't get bent out of shape about it.
No, but it's just him saying enjoy.
I know, but you know, to concert scold someone for saying Happy Memorial Day is.
Well, it's the people whose family members
are dead. No, it wasn't him saying Happy
dead.
Memorial Day. It was him saying enjoy. I'm giving a speech.
Right, right.
Arlington, enjoy. He said, we're going to have a big, big celebration, as you know, 250 years. No, it's about your birthday, you bloated carcass. In some ways, I'm glad that I missed the second term because I wouldn't be your president for the most important of all. In addition, we have the World Cup and the Olympics, neither of which you had anything to deal with. But okay.
Right.
Is he taking credit for that? Okay. Amazing the way things work out. God did that. Oh, really?
Oh, he's bringing God into it.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
Okay. So he was saying it's good that he... Is he admitting he lost in 2020?
Because I guess. It sounds like it.
Yeah. He was saying that's good. Because then he wouldn't be... I don't... Seriously? Does he... Is there ever a thought outside of just him? Me, me, me.
Absolutely not.
Me, me, me.
We learned that the first 4 years.
Also
so it shouldn't
me.
Come as a surprise this time.
He said after winning a second term, I have everything, and God did that. He said, I'm fixing the Republic after a long, hard 4 years, people pouring through our borders unchecked. In some ways, oh God, Grandpa, I'm glad I missed the second term because I wouldn't be your president for the most important of all, 25th anniversary celebration. Blah, blah, blah.
Did he have an onion on his belt? Blah.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
This is going to get
it was the style at the time.
Yeah, because of the war.
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah. He did. No, that's not the part I objected to. It's just that he did say Happy Memorial Day, but he said to all the scum and monsters. So
right.
I'm just saying.
Which is...
kind of takes away from the sentiment of happy.
Right. Happy. Right.
Enjoy. Right.
Yeah. I mean...
Jody, when did we officially stop having nice things? And now Charlie Rangel has left us.
I know.
And Audrey, the Charlie Rangel impersonator of the Stephanie Miller Show, is now having her Medicare cut. And is
right.
84 years
she
old.
She is.
No, she's not. But this was one of my favorite moments, early Stephanie Miller Show days.
Because
yes. Jim Ward is the most impressions today dead on Charlie Rangel.
He came on our show
and Charlie Rangel said, that mimic's going to get me in trouble. we just so loved that he called him a mimic.
Yes.
It was so like 1940s,
yes.
Vaudeville.
Well,
the mimic. Is that mimic there? However,
I adored him.
We should just say he was a member of the storied Gang of Four.
Yeah.
He passed away at 94, former member. He was cited as the most effective lawmaker in Congress, leading all of his colleagues in passing legislation. He was the primary sponsor of Obamacare. Mm-hmm. So rest in peace. Rest in power, Charlie Rangel.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Adored him.
People were waiting for us to play Audrey because
I did hear that in my head this morning.
I did too.
Everybody online said it won't be official until Stephanie plays the I know. It's actually she's imitating Jim Ward imitating Charlie Rangel. Yeah. Oh, maybe Tyson, her dad in Albuquerque, can give us an update on which nursing home Audrey's in presently. When did I get this old? Are you ready to coast on the coast, Bella? I'm just telling you. It's in your future.
I don't think she's in the mood to coast on anything.
Poor Bella.
No.
Our baby Bella. Her car broke down this morning.
Yeah.
And she lives with 187 men, including her boyfriend, and none of them apparently know how to fix a car.
They also aren't awake.
She does work at ass o'clock in the morning.
That was another thing. I was like, what do I do? It's 5 a.m. What do I do?
But she was saying, guys, they can't fix a car, but they know it's like social media metrics.
Right.
So that won't help.
Yeah, they could tell me so much about TikTok, but they couldn't tell me.
Right.
Yeah.
What's wrong with your flux capacitor or master cylinder?
Or even if a car has a flux capacitor.
No, probably doesn't. Master cylinder?
Doesn't. It doesn't have a flux capacitor. It doesn't.
Your husband's a car guy.
He is.
He could tell her what it is.
I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, we'll talk.
I could probably fix it.
I always used to do that useless, lifting the hood just in staring I wouldn't know if there was like a nuclear warhead strapped to it. I'm just like take a look at this, see what's going on over
it
here.
It would depend on what it sounded like this morning when she tried to start the car. That makes a difference.
Did it make any sound?
No.
Sounds like you're back.
See, I know when mine sounded like Catherine Hepburn. It was just a
battery is easy to replace, though. A starter is a lot harder to replace.
I think it might be the battery.
Yeah.
So.
It's probably the battery.
My battery died because I'm such a loser and I never go anywhere. I forgot to start the car.
Oh, yeah.
So that's probably not your problem.
That's why my old car had a trickle charger.
That sounds dirty.
That happened when when I had to move some boxes or something for this sexy liberal show.
Oh,
you had me borrow your car.
I was like, by all means, borrow my car.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't
you can
work.
Drive it.
Yeah, I just because I don't.
You don't go anywhere.
Go anywhere. So,
although you did do your drive or your bicycle ride. This weekend.
Yeah, I only drive to my bicycle ride.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, but if my car sounds like a Catherine Hepburn, then I know it's like a, carburetor. That
I have a feeling it's a fuel-injected car.
It didn't have a carburetor.
It was just an opportunity to do that. What?
Nothing.
Fuel-injected cars don't have carburetors.
Oh.
I have a feeling yours is fuel-injected.
Probably. It has a cassette player.
Mine does, too.
Your new car does?
It's 2011.
Okay, all right.
Oh, mine's 2006.
Mine was a 2002. The Lexus was a 2002. It had a CD player and a cassette player.
I think mine's going to just start self-selecting just Adele songs. Since I We're coasting on the coast.
Yes.
Hey, we have to play love songs on the coast for Bella. That's a funny bit, the Maria Bamford.
Yeah.
That's what's in her future. Hi, I'm Delilah.
Poor,
all right.
Poor Bella.
I know. She's like, don't depress me even more.
Love songs on the coast. Yeah,
it's fine. Okay. All right. Hey. We've got a big Tuesday show.
We do.
I mean, Jody Hamilton's just getting warmed up for her 11 billion shows this week.
Right.
And thank you for filling in for Chris LaBoy,
the
lollygagging slacker, the vacation.
I worked on Wednesday.
Yes, you did.
That's true. You answered the phone.
I did.
I encourage people to call you and tell you
how
long you are.
Yeah, that kind of clogged up the lines there for a little bit. So that was on you.
Sorry.
But
it's Tuesday, so I'm
Kevin the hilarious,
extra C-wordy.
I talked to Kevin the Hilarious Gay, and he said he's going to be out here later on this year. And I said, come in studio.
We would love that hilariousness in studio. Yes. In 3, 2, 1. All right, 19 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. I'm telling you, Jody Hamilton knows everything. This is why she's been gifted with a 47,000 shows. You don't even have to wait for me to die anymore. So great. Fantastic. I mean, you enjoy it, but
yeah.
Okay. Oh, she does have a moral line. She would still kill me to get my show and my time slots, but she would not give me that weight gain milkshake from Mean Girls.
Okay.
That would be,
that'd
yeah,
be mean.
That'd be super mean. She would never do that to me.
It's been a while since I've seen them.
All right.
Yeah. It'd be mean.
I don't know what to say about him. No Pitch Perfect. No. Okay.
I still didn't watch Pitch Perfect over the holiday.
Oh, you are fired again.
Because Christian said, because he heard you say.
Christian, no.
He heard you say that I'm under orders to watch
I'm
it.
I'm talking about Credo Mobile
okay,
right
sorry.
Now. Let's call Christian right now with my Credo Mobile service.
Okay.
Jody's been using it for, older than her car is my point.
Yes.
It's the nation's only progressive phone company. They've given over $95 million to nonprofits that need our help more than ever right now. ACLU, for instance, winning a lot of these suits against Trump. Join today. You get everything you need. A great, dependable nationwide coverage, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, and so easy. Bring your current phone, bring your current number. Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you type in the code STEF25 at credomobile.com.
Stephanie Miller.
They dropped you right out of home. So you come crawling back to Broadway. Well, Broadway doesn't go for booze and dope. Now you get out of my way because I've got a man waiting for me.
Are you tired of the same old boring political chatter? Are you craving some smart, insightful, and hilarious takes on the day's news? Then get ready for America's original sexy liberal, Stephanie Miller. She's now delivering her signature blend of politics and pop culture 5 days a week in podcast form. Dive into the day's headlines with Stephanie Miller out of the gate and unwind with hilarious conversations on Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast. Don't miss a single laugh or incredible moment. Subscribe to Stephanie Miller Out of the Gate and Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast on Apple Podcasts, stephaniemiller.com, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
In America, personal religious beliefs should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws are being passed based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and freedoms in legislatures, public schools, and even courtrooms. One set of religious beliefs is being forced onto everyone else, but that's not what our founders intended. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back as the nation's leading group of freethinkers working to keep religion out of government. FFRF protects your right to think for yourself, whether you've always been secular, left religion behind, or simply believe in true religious freedom for everyone. If we don't stand up now, we may lose our religious freedoms. Join FFRF in defending our secular constitution and keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. Visit ffrf.us/freedom to learn more, become a member, or text my name Miller to 511-511. Because in a truly free country, no one's faith should dictate everyone's future. Text Miller to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
Are you tired of the same old boring political chatter? Are you craving some smart, insightful, and hilarious takes on the day's news? Then get ready for America's original sexy liberal, Stephanie Miller. She's now delivering her signature blend of politics and pop culture 5 days a week in podcast form. Dive into the day's headlines with Stephanie Miller out of the gate and unwind with hilarious conversations on Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast. Don't miss a single laugh or incredible moment. Subscribe to Stephanie Miller Out of the Gate and Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast on Apple Podcasts, stephaniemiller.com, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
At Serenity Pet Spa, we're more than just a grooming salon. We're changing the industry. From mentoring the next generation of groomers to educating pet owners, we're raising the standards for expert care, safety, and compassion. Because your pet deserves more than just a bath and a trim. They deserve a lifetime of trust. Join us in leading the change. Hear me, Liz Johnston, share my expertise every month on 92.7 WMDX. Serenity Pet Spa, more than just a pet spa. We're changing the industry. Book your appointment today.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Stephanie Miller.
Yes, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, you're coasting on the coast. I'm Jalala.
I don't think we've ever been on the coast.
Okay. 26 minutes after the hour. Oh, this is a fantastic. What? Guess the quote.
Okay.
Just it's a Memorial Day version.
Right.
Who said American influence is always stronger when we lead by example? We can't exempt ourselves from the rules that apply to everybody else. Who said that?
Lolly, 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 get your adverbs here.
No. Wow. You have not lost your wrong edge. That would be Obama at the West Point Memorial Day speech. Who said... ideas need defenders to make them real. That's what you all are about. You must keep us free at this time like none before.
Interplanet Janet.
No, that would be President Biden at his West Point Memorial Day address. Who said, a lot of trophy wives don't work. Who said that?
Conjunction Junction, what's your function?
No,
you've been on a Schoolhouse Rock kick this weekend, huh?
Wow. Okay. No, it will never not be a soul-shattering embarrassment to the world. How's that Ukraine-Russia thing working out? You know what? It is so sad when lovers fight, isn't it? Are he and Putin having a little lover's fight?
He almost said, Putin, stop!
Pretty much is where he's at. I mean, first of all, did he just realize right now that he's a ruthless, brutal dictator that's been...
He's kind of realizing what we've known all
along. ...bombing civilian... populations. He's like, he's beating civilian. Like, that,
when was
what?
He not?
That's been happening for 3 or 4 years now.
Anyway, yes, he's
he's
patented.
Stop that,
I'm really mad. I'm really mad. I don't like it. He's crazy. And then what did Putin call him? Over emotional.
Over emotional. Over overstimulated. Something like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There. Nyet. I just can't. I don't. They really are. They're having a lover's spat, aren't they?
They are.
In public. So public. So messy. It's getting to be so Ike and Tina. Okay.
Yeah, it's like watching people break up on Facebook. That is never.
Yeah. Oh, he's turning into Adele.
Yeah.
I must have called him 1,000 times. It seems he's never home. Never mind. I'll find someone like you. Hi, Kim Jong-un. I don't know. I'm spitballing what he's doing behind the scenes. In his grief, Jody. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Okay. Secretary, the fact checking. My chiffon and my wig are wet. Treasury Secretary Bessent over the weekend, I inherited 6.7% deficit to GDP from the Biden administration, which was the highest deficit when we were not at war, not in a recession. Fact check, in 2021, the Biden administration inherited a 14.9% deficit to GDP from Trump's first term, and we weren't in a recession. But oh well, never mind. 29 minutes after the hour, Stephanie Miller Show.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Ticks. These little parasites live for about 2 years.
Ticks don't die in the winter. They hibernate like a bear. So as soon as it gets above freezing, they potentially can come out.
That's Dr. James Thatcher, a physician at the Aspirus Tick-Borne Illness Center. Summer is known as tick season because temperatures between 70 and 90 degrees are ideal for breeding and make the ticks more active.
Yeah, I know Bambi is really cute in my backyard, but 1,000 ticks per deer. So you really want to keep your distance from Bambi. That's the first thing. So the other thing, obviously, you want to do in your yard is they have this liquid fence that you can, and it's a lot of these natural things too. And you pour that on the edges of the yard. It's supposed to ward off the deer.
Common ticks here in Wisconsin are the wood and deer ticks.
The difference is the wood tick is more of a brown color with a light brown design on its back. The deer tick has kind of that burnt orange belly.
That's Ashley Johnson, a nurse practitioner also at Aspirus Tick-Borne Illness Center.
And then the other one, that Asian longhorn tick now does live in the North Woods. So that is a bigger dog tick, but also has brown legs.
Then there is the nymph, the most infectious and tiniest one of them all.
So as the spring goes on and the ticks that have been mating on the deer start to produce babies, and those babies get a little bigger and they start seeking out their own blood source. Those are the ones that are most likely to infect you.
And they're hard to see, so it's best to wear bright clothes to spot them.
Because it really doesn't want you to know it's there. First, it numbs the skin like a surgeon. Secondly, it gives you an antihistamine, so you don't itch right away. And the third thing it does is it gives you an anticoagulant, so you don't bleed down your leg.
For Civic Media News, I'm Brittany Merlot.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Scattered showers, even a rumble of thunder or two possible today, tonight into tomorrow. Won't be a lot of rain, though. Maybe a tenth of an inch or more, a little more in a few spots. Today, mostly cloudy, 68. Tonight, we'll drop down to near 50. Tomorrow, our highs will be in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll talk to Substack blogger and author Mike McCabe.
And hopefully we won't be talking to ICE agents anytime soon.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
.gov.
It's now more than 160 preliminary injunctions and temporary restraining orders. American history has never seen anything like this because we've got a completely lawless executive branch that wants to take over all of the institutions of society. That's not their role. And that's got nothing to do with conservatism, by the way. That's authoritarianism. That's something completely different, and nobody voted for that. They wanted to bring the price of eggs down, and the price of eggs have gone up.
Thank you, Jimmy Raskin, star of Congress, Stage 3, mostly sexy liberal D.C. Speaking of, I think I read a tweet about empty shelves at Costco.
Uh-huh.
I mean, and just the effects of this whole... What, by the way, oh my God, I can't keep track of any. So the EU... He slapped tariffs, then he talks to the head of the EU, probably, like, sucked up to him. So he's like, okay, it's my honor to do it, to delay those. Like, no one can figure out what the he's doing.
Right.
Right? It's like he does it, and then he's like, oh, now it's delayed, and oh.
It's stock manipulation, pure and simple. That's what
my
it is.
God. This is Joe in Syracuse says, Stephen the Mooks. First off, welcome back, Chris. Thank you, Jody, for
Thank
filling
you.
In. Hooray. Steph mentioned once of her friends pointed out that some of Costco's shelves were bare in her location. I went to mine Friday and found no trucks delivering anything. Normally on a Friday, I go past the delivery bays. There's two trucks in the bays, at least two more, three more waiting for them to finish. Not this past Friday, not a delivery to be had. Electronics section was about a quarter of the size it used to be. When I finally found the TVs, it was further back in the store, much smaller, very little choice. Guess tariffs are killing that industry, clothes or lack thereof. When I asked a worker there, she said to get what you can because when it's gone, it's gone. Much less stock to sell. She heard around the 4th of July when the fall winter clothes come in, they may be shrinking that part of the store because they expect foreign inventories to take a more drastic drop or just basically disappear. This is Costco. I assume all major U.S. retailers are going to go through the same pain, which means we are going to go through the same pain all because of what Donald Trump. It is still extraordinary.
I was down at the Port of Long Beach on Thursday.
Where are you sailing?
Yeah,
yes.
I was riding my bike around.
Was it Fleet Week? Oh.
No.
It was Fleet Week last
week. It actually was Fleet Week.
I did see
some sailors.
It was
there were a whole lot of empty shipping containers stacked up, but there were no ships.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's kind of scary what's going on down there.
When we have a long weekend, I mean, is it possible to keep track of his erratic trade moves and why and what the? I mean, except that we always know it's about where is this one I saved? Hang on, hold please. Talk amongst yourselves. It's always about him.
Yep.
Specifically, Angie said Eric Trump is soon off to break ground for a new golf course and Trump Tower in Vietnam. Vietnam has recently had its tariff reduced from 45% to zero. Coincidence? Of course not. That's like why this trade war makes no sense. Whoever gives him something personally or, you know, kisses his ass or what. I think that's more what this is about is his ego. Of just like being the center of attention and people have to call him and beg or kiss his ass or whatever. It's just, and as you keep saying, Chris, businesses, there's no way they can plan.
No.
Because he
absolutely not.
Whatever whim or whoever insults him or sucks up to him that day.
Right.
And then it's, you know.
Good business practices is being able to plan for things, you know, down the road.
Right.
With all this chaos. There's not a single business that can plan this far down the road.
If I had planned for better adhesive stick'em things, this headphone thing would have fallen and broken. And now, how do I plan? How do I plan for better? I don't know. Is it humidity? What sort of adhesive does work?
We're not exactly Florida here. We don't have. I mean, our humidity isn't all that high.
I don't know. My box is just broken. Okay. Oh,
well,
speaking of fact checking,
that could be said in many ways.
India has fact-checked Trump, but he won't let it go. He's like a broken record. News networks in India call Trump out for lying that he is responsible for the India-Pakistan ceasefire. Again, every single issue was just about him. Like, he really thought he's going to get a Nobel Peace Prize for, you know, Trump for Ukraine when he's like, he just has no idea what he's doing other than bear, no, stop eating my kayak. Okay. Shay in Chicago. Hello, Shay.
Hi. Oh, I'm so happy to talk to you guys this morning.
Yay!
Well, it was so strange this weekend. I just happened to turn on the TV, and I always do it at strange times, and Trump was talking to the West Point grads, and it was creepy. It was so creepy. So he goes, oh, they're so good looking. Oh, they're like models. Oh, I can't stand it. And then he does the creepiest grin to all of them. And I'm like, yeah. Oh, my. Yeah. <laughs> Yeah.
It's, you know what it is, Jody? It's a full body thing. Like I explained in the beginning, it's a sort of your soul being crushed at the same time that your sphincter is snapping shut, that your stomach is churning.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that, it's just a, it's a full body.
Right.
Oh, CNN has uncovered audio of RFK Jr. praising a description of Trump and his supporters as belligerent idiots, outright Nazis, cowards, bootlickers, while also comparing Trump to Adolf Hitler. I assume, like always, he'll deny that he said it. Then they'll be like, well, here's the tape.
Yeah.
And then.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Joe in Sonoma. Hi, Joe.
Hey, hi. How you doing?
Hi. Good, 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 good. Go ahead.
Just wondered if anybody noticed that Christy Gnome, pronounced backwards, is me on it, sir, okay?
Okay, that's funny.
That was good. That was good.
Okay.
I love that it ends with K.
Okay. That was good.
We just got a little vacation rush, so we're happy to let the listeners paint the fence this morning.
That was funny.
Yeah, it was funny.
That was genuinely funny.
It was good.
Yes. Oh, this one. Jen says, remember when Donald started a whole conspiracy that the Biden administration wasn't helping with hurricane relief? Mm. Now he's actually denying relief to states devastated by tornadoes.
States have voted for him.
Yeah. Hi, North Carolina. How's that
Hi, Kentucky.
Going?
Hi. Well, Kentucky, but Missouri.
Yeah.
I mean, anywhere.
Okay. Here's a graduate. We had to carry the 4 months. Okay, I'll get to that later. It's just a lot. There's just a lot. Give me some Jared Moskowitz, won't you?
All right.
Thanks so much.
Listen, they did everything they said they were going to do. We told you that they were going to do it, and they were saying, oh, no, we're not going to cut Medicaid. The president said, oh, no, we're not going to touch Medicaid. Well, they did. The House cut it by $700 billion. It's going to take money away from the most needy, the bottom 10%, and give it to the top 10% in the tax cuts. Don't listen to me. That's literally what the CBO has said. That is what third-party folks have said.
Yeah. Mike Johnson claims Big Beautiful Bill will only cut Medicaid for people that don't deserve it. So, wow. He said anyone who loses access to Medicaid because of the Big Beautiful Bill wasn't supposed to have it in the first place. No. Oh, that's nice.
Oh.
That's lovely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Grandma. Sucking on the government teat.
Right? Yeah. Get off, Grandma. And then he said with a straight face, we are the party that supports human dignity, and we find purpose and dignity in our work. Yeah, Grandma. Get off the couch. Let's go. It's good for the individuals involved. It's good for the community. It's good for society at large. About 8 million people at last count will lose access to Medicaid. Johnson told Jake Tapper the bill will not cut Medicaid, to which Jake Tapper said, but did you know Biden's old? Okay.
I don't think he
I'm
said
not done
that.
With him. I'm not done with Jake Tapper.
I don't think, okay. I don't think he said that.
Okay, well, he thought it. Speaking of which, just saying there are all alternatives, Jody. Joe says, turn off CNN, fill your morning with Stephanie Miller on Free Speech TV on Roku instead. I stopped watching CNN years ago. The relief you feel is better than getting a boil removed. You're welcome, America. Why continue being gaslit and controlled by corporate media propaganda? Indeed. Thank you. We are like having a big pussy boil removed.
Do you watch CNN instead of Morning Joe?
There's no safe place for me anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, I have to wait for me to get
How about
news.
Just okay. watch local news at this point?
Yeah, I just wait for me. One point.
You've never been to you? You've been to Paradise, but you've never
I've
been
never
to you?
I've never been to me.
Okay.
Okay. Mike Johnson said 1.4 million illegal aliens are on Medicaid.
No.
They just keep lying, Jody. It's just over and over. And then he said the morality of what we're doing here is precisely right and comports with all the public opinion polls. No,
no.
Nobody wants Medicaid cut. Nobody thinks this budget is moral. Oh, my God. The gaslighting is just, okay. All right. So let's go through the... you might want to get my Ukrainian negotiator ready. Trump, this is just the sad, I feel like this is a sad love song.
Oh, okay.
Trump torched Putin just 6 days after their hours-long phone call. No, you hang up. Yeah, you hang up. Which Trump praised as excellent in tone and spirit. Oh, this is so sad. So sad.
I've always had a very good relationship with Vladimir Putin of Russia. But something has happened to him. He's gone absolutely crazy.
You only thought you had a good relationship with him because he was stringing you along.
He's needlessly killing a lot of people.
Doy.
He woke up all blinky on Christmas morning. And I'm not just talking about soldiers. Missiles and drones are being shot into cities in Ukraine for no reason whatsoever. What happened? Did he just wake up from... I've always said that he wants all of Ukraine, not just a piece of it. No, you haven't said that. Everyone else has said that. Okay, sorry. Sad story's not over. Maybe that's proving to be right, but if he does, it would lead to the downfall of Russia. Oh, boy, I bet you Putin's quaking now. President Zelensky had written earlier, this cannot be ignored, silence of America, silence of others around the world only encourages Putin. Trump in his Sunday post then jabbed at Zelensky and Putin, because both sides do it, as you know, in every subject. Right. He said, President Zelensky's doing his country no favors by talking the way he does. Everything out of his mouth causes problems. Oh, you mean like,
you get the f*** out of my house now. Get f*** out.
I don't like it, and it better stop. Oh, my God. He's such a big, bloated, ineffectual baby. Oh, my God. Trump wrapped his post by reiterating his stance that this would never start if I were president. Oh, God, shut up. This is Zelensky, Putin's, and Biden's war, not Trump. I'm only helping to put out the big, ugly fires that were started.
The buck never stops with him. I thought it was supposed to be over.
Remember? By January 21st.
Yeah, Art of the Deal and stuff?
Yeah.
What happened to that?
Yeah.
This would be part two of Art of the Deal. Trump delays 50% EU tariff after a good call with von der Leyen. Von der Leyen?
The head of the EU.
Yeah, right.
The Art of the Deal!
Hooden.
Right.
Yeah.
Her. She's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The chef from the Muppets.
Yeah, exactly.
Von der Leyen.
Version.
Farfnig. He said he agreed to delaying the start date for his proposed 50% tariff on... Oh, and the only reason he did that is because baby was in a snit because they made a deal with Greenland for their minerals because Art of the Deal.
Instead of Greenland's got a lot of nice
valuable mineral.
Yeah.
I love that he got that idea from a drunken Larry Kudlow and then threatened to invade Greenland, to which they said you and then made a deal with the EU. Okay, so that's why he did that. So he's delayed it to July 9th after a phone call with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. He said, I agree to the extension July 9, 2025. It was my privilege to do so. Thank you for attention to this matter. No, he didn't say that. I was just testing you.
I wish he had.
Thank you for attention.
Because that would have made it funny.
This is just, I mean, he's just, I know it's every weekend, but he's just all over the place. Tariffs, EU, Russia, mad at Putin. Like, hi, Tapper. Is this on, Jake? Are you going to story about his obvious mental, emotional decline, about trophy wives to soldiers.
He might, but he'll wait until like a year after he's out of office.
Yeah, that it would be of any use to us. Yeah, all right. Thanks, Jake.
Both sides do it, but only a year after they leave office.
What the Christ. All right, Olivia Troy, our buddy, our pal, joins us in just a few minutes. 47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by My Natural Vibrance, which is not at all natural. There, I told the truth. Vibrian Super C Serum. I love this stuff, this one bottle. First of all, I got a lot of more space on my counter now. I used to have the day cream, eye cream, night cream, neck cream, wrinkle cream, dark spot reducers. That was like, how old are you?
Now you can set your coffee down on your vanity.
Yes, I have lots of space. I've streamlined. Everything I need is in this Super C Serum. I love it. It goes on so smooth. Smells so citrusy. It has vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, vitamin E. You can simplify your skincare routine. Get rid of minimize wrinkles. Get rid of age spots. Healthier complexion in general. Vibrance. If you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Save up to 37% and get free shipping. That's VIBRIANCE.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
You can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Stephanie Miller.
Well, I know you've got a gazillion photos sitting on your phone right now, right? Don't leave them there. Get them printed for free and delivered straight to your door with free prints. With more than 1 million five-star reviews, Free Prints is the world's favorite way to get premium quality photo prints. No subscriptions, no commitments, just 1,000 free prints a year. Get your free photo prints now. Just go to freeprints.com or download the Free Prints app directly from Google Play or the App Store. That's freeprints.com.
Are you tired of the same old boring political chatter? Are you craving some smart, insightful, and hilarious takes on the day's news? Then get ready for America's original sexy liberal, Stephanie Miller. She's now delivering her signature blend of politics and pop culture 5 days a week in podcast form. Dive into the day's headlines with Stephanie Miller out of the gate and unwind with hilarious conversations on Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast. Don't miss a single laugh or incredible moment. Subscribe to Stephanie Miller Out of the Gate and Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast on Apple Podcasts, StephanieMiller.com, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Hey, it's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomachache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capiche?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, Gordy. How you doing?
Oh, Arthur. Great. Great to see you. What are you doing in the studio?
Well, I need to talk to you about doing a commercial.
Okay. Well, you know, to get a commercial on the air here, you just go down to the sales department. It's right next to the bathroom.
I don't think you understand.
Oh, I understand plenty. You salespeople drink a lot of coffee. That's why the bathroom's right there.
Right. But I need to have you make a commercial about commercials.
Wait. A commercial about a commercial? I don't follow.
I want to tell potential business owners out there how to contact me to get a commercial on WMDX.
Okay, I get it. Okay, let's come up with something. Let's see, business folks can contact you directly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. What's the email, huh?
Okay, so it's sales@WMDXradio.com.
Oh, wait, run that by me again.
sales@WMDXradio.com. So we could put all that together and get into a commercial, get on the air soon?
Arthur, my friend, I think we just did.
Advertise on WMDX Radio. Email Arthur, sales@WMDXradio.com.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Senator Tammy Baldwin presses EPA head Lee Zeldin on Great Lakes funding at a hearing on Capitol Hill. The exchange came just 1 week after Clean Wisconsin, the Healing Our Waters Coalition, and Alliance for the Great Lakes met with Baldwin to stress the importance of fully funding the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. Zeldin ended up going on record saying the protections would be funded. Wisconsin's muskie season is here. Northern muskie season opens May 24th and runs through the end of the year. This is the 70th anniversary of the muskellunge being proclaimed our official state fish back in 1955. The biggest muskie ever caught was in 1949 near Hayward, weighing in at more than 69 pounds. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
This portion of the show brought to you by Native Path, my buddy, my pals. I'm telling you, I love their products. Their Native Hydrate is in my bike bottle. 40 miles, thanks for asking, to Newport Beach.
Oh, goodness.
Okay. And then the Native Path Collagen is right in my coffee every morning. But I don't judge you. Put it in a smoothie if you want. Put it in oatmeal. What do I care?
It's just the best way to get all that collagen in you, right? Science has discovered a unique protein that can help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain. And the bonus, a glowing, hydrated look with fewer lines and wrinkles. Native Path Collagen, a clean, single-ingredient formula with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. Just those type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. Those are the ones you need for your healthy joints, skin, bones, hair, nails, and gut. I stick separate things for all of that. Oh. I have so simplified my existence. Good. It's I'm fantastic. Get nativepath.com/Stephanie. Do it now. Start your transformation today. Get nativepath.com/Stephanie. All right. 54 minutes after the hour, we're still coasting on a coast. Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I spend more time because, you know, Memorial Day weekend traffic to my bike ride. So it's a lot of coasting, a lot of Adele songs, Yeah. Time to. Okay.
How did you recover from that?
I'm just warning Bella that at a certain age, you just turn to just the chick, you know, stations, the old lady chick stations.
Uh-huh.
Not you. Well, Jody, you're like a headbanger. Not you.
I'm not a headbanger.
All right. But we just, you know.
Delilah, Love Songs on the Coast. Where are you coasting tonight? Hi, it's Delilah. Where are you coasting tonight? Hi, Amy, calling in from Tustin, California. Amy, what's going on with you tonight? So you and Matt broke up. That's hard. That's hard. What do you want to say to Matt? That you miss him and it hurts. Well, we'll play that for Matt. This goes out to you, Matt. Penny Lover by Lionel Richie.
Maria Bamford is the best. Karen in Chicago. Hello, boo boo foo.
You didn't. Oh, there.
No. I didn't do it.
No, you didn't.
Oh, hi, Karen. Hi. There you are. Hi.
Now you're coasting on the coast.
You're coasting. Hi.
Hello. I was just talking to Krista about recommending the B-52s to go see them in concert. They're so good. Yep. Anyway,
there goes the normal.
But then I was. Anyway, but can we officially? And I mean, I know Rocky Mountain Mike doesn't take requests, but can we officially do like? Instead of the art of the deal, the fart of the deal for Karen. Donald Trump.
Why would you think that would be something that would work on this show? All right.
But it's just, it is such an embarrassment. I mean, you know, the tweet that he put out the troughs that he put out for Memorial Day, it is just, and, you know, somebody pointed out it follows a pattern. It's always like, happy insert holiday,
right?
You know, directed at some targeted group that he wants to vilify, and then talking about all the ways that he has been victimized by said group, and how dangerous. You know, I mean, it's just like it's the pattern of it, and it's like he is just such a joke.
Yeah. No, it will never not be just a soul-shatteringly embarrassing. This is part of the, Jody, just to review, if you didn't, I'm sure you probably watched the whole West Point speech.
Oh, yeah,
because this
definitely
is how you inspire the graduates. He told a tale of real estate developer William Levitt. He said Levitt's a prime example of lost momentum. He said part of him losing that momentum is ditching his company, running off with a trophy wife. God, did Melania or Marla Maples have any comments?
Thoughts?
On that? Okay. He ended up getting a divorce, finding a new wife. Could you say trophy wife? I guess we can say trophy wife. It didn't work out too well. That doesn't work out too well, I must tell you. Really? Because your
sure you
relationship
know.
With Melania seems so warm and like she would never want her.
Individual liberty.
Right. a lot of trophy wives doesn't work out, but it made him happy for a little while, but he found a new wife. Who... Why does anyone invite him to speak anywhere? It is just, first of all, it's always about him. It's always inappropriate. And then he said, according to the president, Levitt ended up going bankrupt after his buying his company back. That would be awful if it was somebody bankrupt with a series of trophy wives. That would be... Right. So that guy, lost his momentum.
Whatever.
Okay. Anita in San Antonio. Help, Mommy. Hi, Anita.
Good morning.
You know what? This is turning, turning me into Maria Bamford. This is me every morning.
Well, I just have to say, I don't know what mistakes we made and what we're supposed to learn from them. I mean, not to nominate another 81-year-old.
I can't anymore with the Jake Tapper. 58 minutes after the hour, Olivia Troy next.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome back comedian singer Rob Paravonian and Milwaukee-based actor Rob Martin, and I talk about our favorite movie gangsters. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry.
You're hungry. Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A former police chief from Arkansas still on the run. He broke out of a prison over the weekend and is considered extremely dangerous. Grant Hardin was serving time for rape and murder. Two of the 10 jail inmates who escaped from a New Orleans facility are still on the run. Three of them were caught last night. After surging in March to their highest level since the summer of 2020, durable goods orders have slipped significantly.
The Census Bureau's report on orders of durable goods is considered a solid indicator of manufacturing activity and investor confidence. The figure soared more than 7.5% in March to $316 billion as buyers rushed to beat price increases expected to come with new tariffs. Last month, the number slid more than 6%.
ABC's Jim Ryan. President Trump changing his mind on European Union tariffs. The 50% tax hikes were supposed to kick in June 1st. Now the White House says they won't be implemented until July 9th. This is ABC News.